Last week's parsha, Parsha's Bereishis. Start again. The Chamisha Chumshei Torah, reading and learning the Yesodos of the Torah. There's so much in Parsha's Bereishis, so many Yesodos we see from Parsha's Bereishis. Just to mention a short idea. You know that in the fourth day of Maaseh Bereishis, the fourth day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the sun and the moon. Vayase Elokim Eshnei Hamaoros Hagedolim Esamor Hagodol L'Memshelas Hayom V'Esamor Hakoton L'Memshelas Halayla V'Es HaKochot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the sun, the moon, and the stars. And we know the diuk that Chazal have in the Pasuk, that initially it mentions Maoros Hagedolim, Shnei Maoros Hagedolim. Torah refers to both the Shemesh and the Levon as Maoros Hagedolim. And then it says there was a Mor HaGadol and a Mor HaKotan. There was a big light and a small light. It seems to be a stira. It's a contradiction. First, they both seem to be big. And then at the end, one seems to be big and one is small. So we're familiar with the Rashi. Rashi says initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon equal. They were the same size. But then, when the moon complained that Tein Shnei Melochim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad, that you can't have two kings using the same keser, having a malchus in the same place. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Levana smaller. But Rashi says, he created the stars to be Mephis Daita, to appease the Levana, that now it's not as big as the moon, not as big as the sun. So he gave him the stars that when the moon is the melech in the sky, at the nighttime it has stars there as well. You can see the stars at night. The question is that if the Miyud HaLevana was an Onish, so then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to appease it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mephis Daita to give it to Kochavim? If it's supposed to be punished because it complains, so then it should be made smaller and that's it, it should get the punishment. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the moon the stars seems to imply that this wasn't an Onish, it wasn't a punishment, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with the moon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel said, you're right. It's not possible. So therefore, but since you complained, I'm going to make the sun the melech, the mor hagadol, and you'll be a smaller melech. But if that's the case, right? So how do we understand the shock of the Torah over here? Right, what's the havmin? What's the maskana? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially thought that shtem melechem could be mishtamish bekeserecha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the moon. The moon was right. The moon showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu up, so to speak. Right? The moon was smarter. The moon was smarter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with the moon. The whole thing seems to be a pella. Reb Chaim Mintz, in his Sefer Eitz HaChaim, has a very beautiful idea. He suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't change his mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the beginning that Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Keserecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt you could have Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Keserecha. There's no stira. You can have two Melachim. But there's a tenai, there's a condition for the two Melachim to be able to rule together. And that is that each one has to give the other one the ability to rule. They have to be mevater. They have to be mavral midoseyam. They have to be willing to give the other, to sacrifice from themselves, to enable the other one to lead, to rule. If each one is going to demand to be the only melech, then it's not going to work. But if each melech is willing to concede and willing to give up a little bit of the malchus so that the other one will have the opportunity to be molech, then it can work. And he really could have Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Keserecha. Only after the moon complained and said that, but it can't be, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I see with you it's not Shaykh. He didn't punish the moon, but he says, I see with you it's not Shaykh that Shnei Melachim can be Mishtamish B'Keserecha. So in this circumstance, we're going to make you smaller. We're going to make only one large Melech and one smaller Melech. He wasn't punishing the moon, he was just saying, it's not Shaykh. In this context, it's not shy because I see you're not willing to be mevater. You're not willing to share. If you're not willing to share, so then you should be smaller. But it's not a punishment. So he gave the moon the stars to be made for Staita. This idea, really we find in a different context, that the truth is, that this concept is really the essence of godliness. You know, in the Shemona Esrei, we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hokel HaGadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Gadol. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is big? What does it mean he's big? What does that mean he's big? So Chazal explained that Gadol means that he's a mativ. He's a nosein. He's a mashpia. He gives so much to the world. He gives so much. Es godlucha, Chazal say, zomidas tuvcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv. His godel, his godlus is the fact that he gives. The more someone gives up of themselves, sacrifices, so to speak, to give to others, the greater the godel that he is. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not giving up anything, but he's giving so much. He's giving so much. That's godless. Godless doesn't mean to lord it over other people, to delegate, to order people around. That's not what godless is about. Godless is about sacrificing, giving of oneself for others. And that's really what Malchus is about. You know, in Sefer Melachim, Melachim Aleph and Perek Beis, it describes how Rechavam becomes king after his father, Shlomo HaMelech, is Nifta. So Rechavam takes advice. He tries to figure out how to rule. So the Psukim say that first he asks the elder advisors of his father Shlomo, what should he do? So they told him that you should be a little bit lighter on the people. If you'll be an eved to this people, they say, if you'll be easier from them, you won't tax them as much, so then they'll listen to you. Lashon of the Pasuk in Perek Yud Beis, he says, they say to him, "Imayom tia eved lo amazev avaratam va'anisam v'dibarat aleim devarim tovim v'hayu lecha avadim kol hayom." If you're an eved to them today, if you give in to them now and make it easier for them, make it good for them now, they'll serve you forever. But the Pasuk says Rechavim didn't take their advice. Instead, he went after the advice of the Yeladim, the boys. Doesn't mean the boys. They were his age. He was in his 40s. No, but they thought they were so smart. The younger advisors thought they were smart, and they said, "Oh, don't say that. Don't make it easier for them. You tell them I'm going to be more difficult than my father. Katoni ova mimasne ovi. My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. I'm going to be a tough king on you. You're going to listen to me." So he went after their Eitzah, and the people didn't want to listen to him. And that's how the Melucha split. Malchus is not about forcing people into positions. Being a good king, being a good leader, is about sacrificing, giving up, serving others, being good to others. That's how to be a good leader. That's how you'd be a good king. If someone's immature, so they feel like, well, if I have power, so then I have to dominate others, and I have to be stronger than them. I have to show them that I'm stronger than them. But it's not really true. Real leadership comes when a person is willing to sacrifice for the business, for the enterprise. He's willing to sacrifice, not just to delegate to others, to order people around, but to sacrifice. That's how a leader endears himself to other people. And that's how they begin to love to work for him. They begin to want to be a servant for such an individual. The story of the sun and the moon teaches us that sometimes we're in situations in life where it's challenging. We can't really see how to get out of such a situation. It's difficult. And very often the answer is that if we're willing to be mevater, if we're willing to sacrifice, to give up on some of the things that we want, then we'll actually get to where we want to be. Sometimes if we're willing to be mevater, that will bring us to a real sense of satisfaction, sense of fulfillment, and to true happiness. Chance.